Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Wednesday, the last day of May. Last day of May. Can you believe it? Last day of May 2023. What happened to the 70s? I want to know. I ask that all the time. What happened to the 70s? Anyway, 2023. Holy cow. Halfway through the year almost. Coming up. If you're not angry, you're not paying attention. We're being set up, folks. Right now, we're being set up. The conservative Christians, the right wing, I'm not going to go through and make disclaimers about the language. First of all, we have to understand the communist left infiltrators have hijacked our language. And we, for example, gay. Okay, I'm just tossing one example out there. Gay. Gay doesn't mean, you know, fag. Okay, sorry. I'm going to be really unfiltered today. Rainbows. Okay, rainbows does not signify, not meant to signify gay, lesbian, queer, whatever that string of letters are. Okay. Stop. We must all stop tolerating that. We must all stop engaging in that kind of discourse. We must use the proper terminology. There really is no such thing as a transgendered. They're mentally ill. Simple as that. You don't like it? Too bad. It's the truth. And, you know, the people who hate the truth, Coach Dave Dobmeier, Eric the Tech, what does Coach Dave say? Those who hate the truth, my goodness. You know what I'm talking about, Coach? You know what I'm talking about, Coach Dave?
I do, but I can't recall.
Okay. Anyway, Coach Dave Dobmeier, God bless you, my friend. I hope you're doing well. Gonna have to have you on as well. But with me right now is Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor, Hagman Report. How are you, Randy? I've got so much on my mind, man. I just
top of the day, man. We're gonna blast through it today.
He looks like he's in his 30s.
Yeah, there you
go.
Hey,
thank you,
ladies.
Would you get tired of putting curlers in your hair or what?
Yeah, no, I just got tired of I was being a rebel the last couple of years with the long hair, and I decided that since we're getting on a war footing, I might as well get the right haircut.
You look like you're back in your case days, your case handling days.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
flattery will get you everywhere.
Well, that's, yeah, okay. So I want to point something out. Again, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. If we can put up the first page of the attachment, I want to show people something here. This is the report, the final report, examining the U.S. Capitol attack, a review of security planning and response failures on January 6th. This is non-select committee report on the January 6th incident, okay? You know, the most incredibly damaging thing that happened since 9/11, since Pearl Harbor, that incident, of course. I've got to tell you this. It's of course, this has been out for some time. The reason I want to show this is because we are being set up. The left, the communist left, is setting us up in this. Now, the Hagman Report is in there. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. When you go to that report, you can find the Hagman Report in that report.
Way to go!
Thanks. They're coming after us.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're but here's the more important thing. They're coming after all of us. Okay, this is by the that gang of treasonous bastards that up there on Capitol Hill. I believe, in my opinion, that's what they are. But they're coming after all of us. They're going to frame us.
Table of contents. Chapter one. Doug Hagman.
Yeah.
Surprise, your picture isn't there, sir.
Yeah. In one report, it was.
Okay. You did share that with me. I saw that.
Which, at least it could have picked a better photograph, but okay. But here, again, here is what I want to give you the information. Randy and I are going to give you information as to what we believe is going to take place between now and in the immediate future, so you can prepare and you can get out of the way. I saw a comment saying, what does get out of the way mean? It means get out of the way. It means that take steps, your own steps, to protect yourself, your family, your loved ones to the best of your ability. It doesn't mean to go out and buy an arsenal. It doesn't mean to go out and buy a night vision scope for $10,000 or a thermal image. It doesn't mean to buy a gazillion dollars of gold and silver. It means to just simply understand what is happening, where we are in history, what the history has taught us, and the fact that we've got to make sure that to the best of our ability at the moment that we can prepare ourselves. And if we can't do it alone, and we're not going to be able to do it alone, get with our family members, friends, neighbors, coworkers, like-minded people, and get ready to hook up with one another. If you're physically disabled, or if you don't have any money, or if you don't have anything, but you might have a skill of some kind, or the ability to, send out letters, for example, you can be of assistance. That's what I mean by getting out of the way, putting yourself in a position of usefulness while in the meantime getting yourself away from the incoming, rounds, if you will, metaphorically speaking. So with that, I want to show you this, Randy Taylor, to give you an example of what. Now, that report, you saw that report, that identifies just a number of people. Okay, a number, and I'm not going to go through it, nor do I think should we. But it gives us kind of an example of where, or not an example, but kind of an idea of perhaps who might be in the crosshairs. All right. Now, you take that and you combine it with, if you go to show notes, and by the way, I should mention this all of the time, and my apologies for not doing this. Go to HagmanPI.com, open up the show notes for today's show. For example, click on the title and you can watch the show. You can listen to the show. Gives you some options there. You can contact Randy Taylor by email under tips. And then you'll see all of the episode citations. Bookmark HagmanPI.com, as well as go to Hagman Report on Rumble and Brighteon and subscribe to our broadcast. If you want to give us a thumbs up, great. If you don't, I don't care. But it does impact the algorithms and it helps us a lot. But Randy Taylor received this last week, and I wanted to talk, give him some time on this. There are two of these bulletins, one for Canada, one for the United States. Well, actually, there were more, but the two that impact us the most are from DHS here in the U.S. and DHS with reference to Canada. Sam and Randy could talk about this, but this is stuff.
NTOS.
Say what?
NTOS.
NTOS. We can make up our own.
Okay. National Trans and what?
National Trans and Sycophants. All right. Yeah. Here's the thing. These are bulletins, although they're not classified. They're not spread around that much, and they're not known. And this makes us different than other podcasts, I believe, broadcasts.
It's like a church bulletin?
Yes.
Nobody reads it. Is that it?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. You speak about church bulletins. They've got, if you follow the links in that, will you take another way? You follow the links in this particular document, you'll find a list of churches, mm-hmm. a list of pastors, ministers that are in cooperation with FEMA, with DHS. But Randy Taylor, what is going on with this report? Go ahead, sir.
This report is expected, number one. Between now and Election Day, anything can happen. Anything. False flag. Usually if they say that something like this, there's something going to happen. They know it because other ones are going to be doing it. Whatever it is, it's going to get spun that it's white supremacists, Christians, patriots. They have a real problem with patriotic Christians in this country, the government does. And I mean, as Christians, we knew that we would take flak, especially in the end times. This country it's become, the U.S. has become, and Canada, such disappointments, in my humble opinion. I was in the military for the U.S. I was proud of my country. I thought, this is awesome. We're the greatest country in the world. Now, when I look around, I don't think that we're the greatest country in the world. We have the greatest people in the world, but our government sucks. The pond scum. Every time you turn around, they're piling on more. Up here in Canada, same thing. They put out a deal. It's by the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and they're going to increase protection for certain politicians and officials here in Canada or up in Canada. Let's see in here because of the sheet there. The thing that
hold on a second. You know, Eric the Tech pointed something out here, and yes, I know this is
very convenient for us.
Same for Canada. Eric the Tech, yeah. Go ahead and click on the third green button.
Chinese. Oh, I see.
This is from the DHS. What in the hell do they have this looking like a friggin' Chinese menu?
This makes me hungry.
And what, out of all the possible languages, why China? You know what I mean? That's...
Pay attention, folks.
It's, yeah. And folks, let's not, like I said, it's not just in the United States. It's in the North, too, up in Canada. You've really got to watch what happens in Canada. I know that you don't see it in the news and all, but try and catch little blurbs and all of it when you can, because whatever's happening up there, it's almost like a testing ground or a trial run area for what they're going to do in the U.S. or what they're going to attempt to do. The one thing that the U.S. has, and I'm so glad, is the citizens are armed. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you right now. That is the only thing keeping these people at bay. And you notice everything they pull on you, they're sneaking in on you, they're infiltrating, and it's without a shot fired. They know to do it without a shot fired, because if they were to fire an actual shot, they would get their asses leveled. Okay, there's just too many Americans that aren't going to put up with it, too many Americans that are veterans. They know this, and I'm going to tell you, if you take comfort in this, they're terrified of us. They're terrified of us. They know. And when they put out bulletins like this, something's going to happen, and they're going to... They do this, and there's an actual name for this how they do this. But what it is, they do a series of events, like 9/11, and what that allows, because people get scared and people are like, oh, you know, who's going to protect us? So then they let the government, like right after 9/11, the Patriot Act came in. It's a false sense of security when you think the government is going to protect you.
They had the Patriot Act ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Before the 9/11. Patriot Act,
probably years before, Doug.
Yeah.
Probably years before, but they didn't know how to implement it. So they killed 3,000 Americans So the rest of the country would be scared. And we were all guilty of it because, honestly, we had never been attacked before in our homeland. My old man always told me, you're safe here, son. They'll never, ever do anything here in the homeland because the people are armed. Well, that went out the window September 11th. And that changed the whole dynamic here. And the government, I was working on some research for this. They create this dilemma to where people want to trade their liberties and trade their freedoms for security. And I believe Benjamin Franklin warned us against that. That if we were to trade our freedoms and liberties for security, I don't remember the exact quote, but we don't deserve them then.
Correct. And you are correct.
And I think I'm off on a couple words there. But anyway, that's the gist of what Franklin said. And Benjamin Franklin was absolutely correct. And the problem is people, and you know what? Most of the people listening to this right now, you're not guilty of this. But your neighbors, the Democrats and the lefties and the ones that aren't armed, okay, the ones that depend on the government for everything they do, they don't want to do anything without the advice of the government or the permission of the government. Those are the people that bring this crap onto all of us. And what look for it. There'll be something happen. They're going to blame it most likely on white supremacists. And I'm not even sure where this whole white supremacist thing came from. But this has been really ramped up over the last couple of years. And quite honestly, it's bullshit. Okay? There's no more white supremacy going on than there was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. In fact, I would say there's less.
The American Thinker, I don't recall the author, but they had a great article about how this all came about. And this began, Randy Taylor, according to the author, and I agree with this, this began by Barack Hussein, Barisitoro Obama.
Imagine that.
The gobbler. We'll call him the gobbler because we know.
Don't say that.
I don't care anymore. Okay.
I know where you're going with that one.
Well, I got to tell you this. Larry, I've had Larry Sinclair on this broadcast, on this platform. Larry Sinclair testified that he had oral sex with Barack Hussein Obama in the back of a limousine, also the Comfort Inn in Chicago. I believe it was a Comfort Inn. I'm not sure. But also drugs were exchanged. So look, we know.
Steamy.
Yeah. And Larry Sinclair, look, I put him through the paces in terms of making sure that he was legit before I brought Larry Sinclair on. And I can tell you this, him and I may not agree on any other thing. And I don't think we do. But I don't have to agree. Like you, when you work a case, if you're working a witness, you know this, right? You work a witness, you might not like the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. You deal with the information, right?
Yeah, you got to set it aside.
Yeah, that's right. So, but having said all of that, this began with Obama, American Thinker article. If I could find it before the end of the show, I'll let you know about it. But you're right. But see, the people outside of the government who talked against the government, remember that the 60s, 70s, and even part of the 80s. They're now in, thanks to Obama, they've and Clinton to some extent, they've infiltrated the government. Of course, now the script has been flipped. Now they've got the power. So that's what I believe you were going for. But now, before you move on, because of time, I want to show this clip by Alex Jones to answer your question. And then on the other side of this, we won't play the whole thing, just enough to get the idea. And then I want your take on his thoughts about how this is going to go down. Again, we go through hours upon hours upon hours of videos, and we select the most appropriate ones. This is, you know which one it is, Eric the Tech, right? Okay, here it is. Watch it.
Points that are there. They're hyping this up. It might be, hackers took down a part of the power grid. How many times have I said they're going to blow the power grid up and say Trump supporters did it? We've seen the FBI say the number one terror threat is domestic right wingers. They've now defined it as fascism if you support President Trump or America First. And then now we start seeing headlines at the top of Drudge yesterday, you know, imminent. Trump's calling for violence. Trump's calling for insurrection. January 6, 2.0. And so that's been all over the news building up. And if you look at all the pre-programming data points that are there, they're hyping this up. It is their main move. And again, they pre-programmed it, pre-rolled it out, pre-advertised it to provocateur or stage some very serious massive events. It might be a new war. It might be, oh, hackers took down part of the power grid.
You were on my show a month ago or 6 weeks ago where you said, hey, they're going to be some sort of cyber attacks. They're going to say these cyber attacks all came from Russia. And the other day, you know, was Associated Press, you know, said the cyber attacks at the airport. Oh, by the in the third paragraph. Oh, yeah, the Russians are responsible.
What did I tell you would happen in the last year and a half with all the pre-programming they were doing ahead of the election? They would hype that the right wing is going to engage in terror. And then, of course, they'll provocateur it, just like we saw with Governor Whitmer. So what are they going to do? They're going to stage terror attacks or provocateur terror attacks. That is the obvious play they're going to run. I would predict racially motivated mass shootings, bombings, poisonings, attacks on power supplies being blamed on the right wing, because they need us off air when they stage the attacks, when the globalists stage the attacks, when the deep state stages the attacks. Just say we're behind it. The globalist pre-programming, there's going to be all this violence. What's your take on that? How do we counter that? And what curveballs do you think they have? Hack attacks, energy takedowns, they've been pre-programming that. Artificial power outages. That's what's on the table, in my view. In the climate we're in right now, they could do a cyber attack and blame it on the Russians tomorrow and turn the lights off. I've studied their attack profile and what they're doing at every angle to bring down civilization, cutting off the energy, dissolving the borders, creating.
Mr. Tripoli. And by the way, having talked to Alex Jones, he is convinced that this will be, obviously, something is going to happen in the short term. We are going to be blamed. And folks, I'm going to tell you this, okay, InfoWars, they're constantly embattled. So support them by buying their products. I've got to tell you that because Alex has been on the front lines for quite a long time, and he's battle scarred, and he's not going to tell you, but he's fighting a good fight. So support InfoWars as best you can. All right, Randy Taylor, your thoughts on the potential scenarios that he went over?
He's absolutely right. I think and all the different things that he mentioned as far as the types of attacks, every one of those are very viable. Easy enough for the government to produce. I'm not sure about the, you know, like the Governor Whitmer attack set up, because I think what they're going to do, I think it'll be a little worse. I think they'll actually do something, not get caught doing it.
Well, Whitmer, you know, you and I spoke about this. You couldn't swing a dead cat by the tail and not hit a friggin' Fed out of that group.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminded me of that bust years ago in Miami where those guys were all Al-Qaeda terrorists. I'm like, these idiots couldn't find a quarter in their hand, you know? Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah.
I remember that. It was nationwide news, and, oh, the FBI did a great job, and Doug and I are like...
No, and by the way, Randy Taylor was the guy who looks... It was the most bizarre thing. It was as if the news... I know from you, because you worked the case, what happened. Then you watch the news. It's 100% the opposite of what happened. And yeah. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. But, and if you want to talk about that, go ahead. But I mean, that's what we're going to see.
And I expect to see more of that. Every time that we see where there was supposed to be a terrorist attack, you know, they had a backpack full of fake explosives. Where do you think they got the fake explosives? From the FBI. I mean, they basically set these people up. They'll infiltrate a group, and then they'll be the ones that sit there, rah, 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 we need to kill somebody, blow something up. And it's the FBI agent coerces the rest of these clowns who were just previously sitting around drinking beer and doing nothing, you know, talking some crap, And now suddenly they're all terrorists because the FBI made them into a terrorist and then busted them.
And before you
it's entrapment. It's entrapment out of this world.
Exactly. Now, before you and I got together, the 93 World Trade Center attack, the FBI was supposed to supply that Sheik with fake explosives. They accidentally, in quotation marks, you know, air quotes, gave them, real explosives. Mm-hmm. And look what happened. 13 died on that day in 1993. So just saying. And then the Murrah building as well. And we can go on from there, but you're right.
And I'll tell you right now, those FBI agents are already in militia groups.
Yep.
They're in borderline white supremacist groups. Listen, if you've got members, man, vet them. Check them. And if you got somebody in there that's just getting a little too wound up, find out why. You got to be smart about this, people. They're going to make examples out of you and put people in jail, or you're going to end up dead. And I fully expect whatever attack, if it's a huge terrorist attack, I expect whoever the perpetrators are to be killed doing it. That's exactly what I expect, because they don't want anybody talking.
And that's a good point. I'm not
blowing smoke up anybody's pant leg here. Chances of you walking away from that, if they talked you into doing it, it's going to be nil. They're going to make sure you're dead. Look at the FBI. The FBI isn't the same FBI we knew 10 years ago or even 20 years ago.
Okay.
These people.
And speaking ahead, of that, okay. Speaking of that, and please, we can come back to any topic, but I wanted to show this. The FBI gave the proverbial middle finger to Congress. It must be nice.
Yeah.
They can arrest Bannon. They can arrest Roger Stone. They can arrest anybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. Make a big production of it, you know, for non-compliance with congressional subpoenas. And I know a little bit about that. We'll just leave it there. Okay. However, Christopher Wray pretty much gave Congress the middle finger, and
the Republican Congress.
Yeah, exactly. Watch this video clip again. I don't have them numbered, Eric. That gets Christopher Wray, and then comment on the other side, and then I want to show you something about. I had forgotten about this. I was going through some old papers and I found this, and then I want to talk to you about something that you and I haven't talked about off or on air, but here we'll play the Christopher Wray clip. Go ahead.
On Chris Wray's unwillingness to work with Congress.
Well, he needs to be held in contempt. Obviously, the documents don't belong to the FBI. They belong to the American people along with the truth. And it's been a long time that the FBI has overstepped its bounds and its authority. We never constructed the Stasi or the secret police in the United States of America, but that's apparently who they think they are. And, look, unfortunately, we can't press charges, but we certainly can refer charges. And if he shows up on Capitol Hill, if he shows up in the House chamber, he can certainly end up in the brig here. So, look, I think those are harsh words, but we just can't have this defiance. The information, as we understand it, is not classified.
Right.
We don't know of any ongoing investigations where it would make a difference. And investigations that last for years and years, while they essentially wait till the statute of limitations run out and that type of thing, cannot be allowed. And unfortunately, they now have a track record, a verifiable track record of those kind of things. So, look, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. He's the guy at the top of the agency. Either he needs to comply or there needs to be severe consequences. The most extreme consequences that the legislative body can provide for. That's what needs to happen with an individual like him who's defiant about the truth that the American people deserve and own.
So there's your FBI. Essentially, today's FBI.
Yeah, setting the example for others.
Yeah.
You know, your top law enforcement guy won't show up for a subpoena. Do you expect anybody to show up for subpoenas now?
Well, again, you know, if you're If the leftists are in power, they subpoena someone from the right or Christian conservative, you're going to jail.
Yeah, this is the FBI is the FSB.
Yes.
Of the U.S., which folks have said like the secret police in Russia.
KGB to the FSB.
Yeah. But they just work at a different level. The KGB is a little more international. But the FSB, I mean, when you take a law enforcement agency and you make it the action arm of your administration and focus only in defending your administration and going after the opposition, man, that it doesn't get more criminal than that. This is why the voting was never looked into. You know, Doug's got a video he's going to play here in a bit on that. We have had so much proof of election fraud. And I saw something, and I don't remember it because I was in the middle of a conversation with someone, but I saw something on Fox, I believe it was, about millions of votes were tampered with in this one instance. In one instance. Think about that. Millions of votes. Trump wasn't that far off from winning. It wouldn't have taken... No. If that doesn't piss you off, I don't know what else has pissed you off. And the thing is, people are afraid to do anything. People are afraid to say things. People are afraid to show their support. People are afraid. And folks, you don't be afraid. Be smart. Be cautious. Stay vigilant. But you don't have to be afraid. Okay? Fear means they won. There's no... Do not be afraid. If you are in fear, get with some people that are not in fear. Okay? I was never afraid of an ass whipping. To be honest with you. I'm stupid that way. I don't care if the guy was gigantic, I would still go meet him. Yeah, I was like that all my life. Sometimes you're just going to have to be David and take on Goliath. Plain and simple. But if you know what Doug's talking about, we got to get to know people. We've told you this on the show before. Get to know your neighbors. You need to know who's on the left, right, across the street, and who lives behind you. First name, who their kids are, the whole nine yards, and try and figure out where they stand in this fight. Because when the crap hits the fan, that isn't the time to go running to find somebody. You need to know all this ahead of time. Be prepared. Please. I can't stress that enough.
No, that's, I mean, to me, that is the best advice. It doesn't matter what your station in life is. Without a support structure, you're not going to be any good.
Be safe, stay vigilant. That even says that in my email after my signature.
Yep. I want to show you this. This is something, we'll get the document cam here rolling. This is my hometown newspaper when it used to be locally owned. This is from Thursday, November 29th, 2001. And the reason I'm showing you this, it's got some meaning to it. Headline, Northeast minister listed on website's death list. Okay. Back in 2009, November 2021 or 2001. I'm sorry, November of 2001. I was going through with, I believe it might have been with you or with someone, certain password protected websites. Well, back then, lo and behold, a local Baptist minister and former President Ronald Reagan both were found on this website, this kill list. Okay, now I'm getting to a point here, and I'll tell you this. And I found this. I was looking for a hard drive, and this was stuffed in between the equipment. Anyway, bottom line was, this is, and let me turn this over because death list names Northeast Minister. This is a... site called US Queers, or was a site called usqueers.com. This began in earnest This what you were talking about earlier about the, you know, when did this all start? Yeah, there was some. I mean, it really started in earnest with Obama, some of this began in earlier than that. The reason I show this is because we turned this over to the FBI in locally, but also in San Diego, where this website was domiciled, and where this organization was the domiciled. And the result was, instead of this site being taken down, more names were added, including mine, okay, which that was compliments of the FBI. So you've got to be very careful when you deal with FBI and other such organizations. And folks that are listening to this, Global Star, you can tune into Hagman Report on Rumble and Brighty on. But I wanted to show that because I found it, and if I didn't show it today, I wouldn't show it at all. So anyway, whatever that means, go ahead.
No, but there's a reason why you pulled that paper years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, think about that. It's 22 years ago.
Well, yeah. But we knew back then there were problems. We just didn't know how bad the problems were with the government.
They're creating
tension. All these people that are whining, the blacks, the, what do you call them, the LGBTQ plus groups, the transsexuals, they're all whining and bitching and complaining, and they don't have rights and this and that, and they're up in everybody's face, and the retail stores are catering to them and the whole nine yards. They don't realize they're being set up. They're being set up to be targets. Before Barack Hussein Obama took office, there was racial tension in the United States was pretty much a thing of the past. Stop and think about it. I want you folks to go back and think. Think about it. There really wasn't anybody crying about it. The blacks weren't crying about racism. Obama fueled that. Now we've got a racial divide, which is like we had 50 years ago. He managed to do that in his presidential term. Okay? the gays. And I think some gay groups have figured this out. They're being set up, though. If there's a bunch of people here and everybody's equal, and you suddenly set somebody on a pedestal and they're up here, that makes them a target.
Yeah.
You're being set up to be a target. They want someone to snap, walk into a school, and shoot some transsexuals or drag queens or whatever they are. That's what the government, if they had their way, and they might be working on that right now, that might be one of these terrorist threats they're talking about. Reason being, because what we're seeing in the schools and the way the children are being treated and the way they're trying to keep the parents out of school boards or shunning the parents, you know, we're going to do what we want to do and blah, blah, blah. That's going for maximum overdrive on terror. It really is, because it's going to lead to somebody getting killed. That's, if you think it won't, you've been asleep all your life. That's what's on the way. And I've noticed in social media, I've looked around here, especially with this grooming thing and Target.
Oh, yeah.
And these retailers, Target. I couldn't believe what I was seeing on the labels and what, you know, what parents were putting on social media and showing you this is what they're doing. And all of this messing with the children, this is going to lead to an explosion. And I'm not saying literally an explosion. There's going to be something big. Okay. And once again, and that thing I was talking about earlier, I bookmarked it and saved it. A strategy of tension. Okay. And governments do this. I looked it up when I was researching it. Strategy of tension is a policy wherein violent struggle is encouraged rather than suppressed. The purpose is to create a general feeling of insecurity in the population and make people seek security in a strong government.
Interesting.
Just like they did with just like they did with Patriot. This is what I was talking. I had mentioned to you, I was working on something, Doug.
Yeah.
I'm writing an article about this because all these people that, you know, I'll tell you right now, I'm on Twitter and all. I've got followers that are gay. That's their business. They're against messing with children. A lot of them. I'm seeing amazing support from the gay community to the right because of this, which I didn't think I'd ever see. Well, people think a homosexual is a pervert. No, he's a homosexual. He has a different sexual taste. But he's against grooming. He's against messing with the kids. Well, you know what? You know, chances are, if it comes down to it, we could be fighting in the same trench.
And you may never know it, you know? I mean, depending on...
Yeah, and that's the thing. But what the government is doing, and I've told you people, and I hate using Wikipedia for anything. However, they're a good starting point for some subjects, okay? Generally, after the first paragraph, they lose themselves because people get in. Regular people are allowed to go in and edit. I used to do it. Anyway, but if anybody has any questions, and I challenge you to do this, okay, after the show, please watch the rest of the show. Just go to Wikipedia and put in Russia 1917. Write that down. Think about it. Russia 1917 are your search terms, okay? And put it in Google. I don't care. Put it in any search engine. Go to whatever Wikipedia link there is. Just read the first paragraph. You don't have to read anything else. But the way they set Russia up for a fall and to fall into communism was exactly what they're doing in the U.S., exactly what they're doing in Canada, exactly what they're doing in France, everywhere. All the little groups against each other. United we stand, divided we fall. I'm telling you, I'm on it. I'm over the target on this one, folks. That's a fact. They're doing exactly, and here's the thing. This is what always keyed me off. We knew what the plans were of the Muslim Brotherhood when those papers were found, and O'Toole did a really nice article on it.
Oh, yeah.
On the Daily or whatever. He did a super job on that, by the way, and that's to be attributed to him. But it laid out their plan for the world, what the Muslim Brotherhood was going to do.
Correct.
And you know what? It was like this. Oh, okay. That's yeah. Not, no, I kid you not, Doug.
Yeah.
That's the amount of attention it got, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. These people have the balls to put their battle plan on paper, and we disregard it. Well, that's a problem.
Now, what do you attribute that to? Okay, because I know Steve Quayle was on yesterday, and
I think that the U.S. government thrives on chaos. I think that they know if chaos left the equation, so many people would be out of work. Yep. I forget the name. There was a show about Chris Christopherson and another guy. It was years ago, and they were Border Patrol agents. They found a Jeep out in the desert. Turned out it was the Jeep with the rifle that killed Kennedy and all this. And anyway, a guy came down from Washington, and he was talking to Chris Christopherson, who was a Border Patrol agent, and he said, I get up every day, and I thank God for perversion and murder, corruption, because without it, we'd all be out of jobs. And you know what? That is so true of our government. Look at Biden. Look at that jackass. They get Trump out of here. They can't wait to get into a war.
Right.
Everybody says, you know, blames Trump for wars. Trump was exactly the opposite. I mean, he was great for a surgical strike, and by golly, they were good at it. But he brought people back home. He didn't go looking for more trouble. And if Trump was in office, to be quite honest with you, the whole Ukraine thing would have never happened.
No.
And what they're finding in Ukraine, and we know we never talk about this. We always talk about the bank accounts and all the corruption and all that crap. And you got to stop and wonder, Zelensky's got something on the people in Congress here. Certain members.
I agree with that.
He absolutely does. And I think some of that was leaked last week when Russia made a claim that they had crashed a biolab there and their scientists that took samples out of there or whatever. And the U.S., it was a U.S. biolab in Ukraine. And the pathogen that they found had a 40% kill rate.
Okay. Now, folks, think about that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yep, I do.
And everybody discarded, he's lying. No. Putin was not lying. Okay? That's what they found in the Ukraine. And they would have found other pathogens in there, too. And I want to tell you something else. And I know this just from the life I've led. Word around the campfire, okay, on the first incursion with Iraq back in the 91, was it? 91. When we got over there and went into Kuwait and then pushed Saddam back into Iraq. The reason the U.S. crapped their pants over Saddam going into Kuwait, I mean, stop and think about this, and the reason that years later they were saying Iraq has chemical and bioweapons, it's because they were ours. They were being stored in Kuwait, who was a friendly country. And Saddam got his hands on him. As soon as he had the bioweapons and all, that's the reason he went into Kuwait. Forget what they tell you in the newspaper. That's what he was after. And he was hauling ass back to Iraq with it, back to Baghdad.
And you know,
that's word around the campfire. And I heard that from people that know what they're talking about.
I agree. And to some extent, Scott Ritter, who I've got real problems with, except when he wrote a book, and everything in my view in his book was correct. It was about bioweapons, and it was about weapons and such. Okay, now, boy, I'll come clean. The radio talk show host has passed away right now. He set it up where I could confront Scott Ritter on his predilections to younger girls in his home state of New York, in his hometown of Colony, New York, okay, which is outside of Albany. And that was to take attention away from his findings of the chemical weapons and the weaponry that were alleged to be part of the reason that we went into Iraq and into the Middle East the way we did. He was correct. He is correct. I owe the guy an apology, at least in that respect. Okay, so you're exactly right, my friend. 100% correct.
I'd heard that years and years ago. I've shared that with you before.
Yep.
I've seen a lot of things, especially when I was doing research for the government, okay, and working with the FBI and some other agencies. Also, that Nicholas Berg.
Yes.
The guy that got beheaded in Iraq. And Doug, yes. you remember when I sent you those photos?
Yep.
Of Nicholas Berg. He wasn't in Iraq, but he was in custody.
You know, that's very difficult to forget. Yes.
He was wearing the bracelets, baby. And we know just from the people who are escorting him, that was not Iraq, that it didn't dress like that there. Okay. That was more of a northern Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, somewhere up there, Uzbekistan, up that way. And that was more of the headgear and everything. We recognized it. We knew the differences across the board. And we could look at a picture and tell you what region it was.
Yeah.
And,
the rock formations, the foliage and the backgrounds, you were able to say, mm-hmm. I know, I can tell you right where that is.
Yeah, because I would look for things like water lines on the walls on houses, yep. Things like that. I could tell you, oh, that's in the swamp area. We found hostages that way. Just because they would put a video out and we're going to behead this guy, you know, and we were like, well, it's right here in this area. Because it floods every year, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's how well I knew Iraq inside and out. You know, we save lives doing that. But I lost my train of thought there.
So, I didn't mean to kick you off that train of thought. No, you were talking about Nicholas Berg, Commonwealth.
Yeah, Nicholas Berg. That whole beheading and everything was so suspect once I found those photos. And the other thing that said that those photos were correct and my assumptions were correct is because I was working very closely with an intelligence unit, okay? I won't say who it was. I pulled up the pictures and I said, hey, I'm going to send these to you. I emailed the pictures. It wasn't even, I no sooner hit send, I was in my office, my business. The phone rings on my desk. I reach over and I look. And you know what it says on the call display? Michael Berg.
Michael Berg. Okay. I remember that. Go on.
You could, I'll tell you what, you'd have thought I got struck by lightning.
Yep.
It let me know not only was I on it, but they were on me too.
Exactly.
The government was watching everything I was doing and not the people I was dealing with. This had nothing to do with the intelligence unit I was dealing with. The intelligence unit I was dealing with, I'll go ahead and say who it was, NYPD intelligence unit. I helped set them up,
right.
Get them set up. Okay, I was very instrumental in that. Just with my findings, because I unearthed the Afghan Encyclopedia of Jihad.
You did?
Mr. Wonderful. Yeah, I found that.
In fact, that was the only copy.
Yes, only copy. And I remember the guy calling me from the intelligence unit. He's a police officer in New York. He's dead now. He's passed away. He called me, says, you know what? He says, that what you sent us, he said, you've heard of a little gold nugget? He said, that's a gold nugget the size of a basketball. He says, we're taking it to the mayor's office. It was Giuliani.
Right.
Called me back later that evening. He says, brother, he says, you helped us no end. He goes, we just secured $1 million in funding that afternoon.
That day, that quickly.
They even came down and took pictures of my office at home and made all of their officers and staff. They had to have their office set up just like mine was at the house.
Now, but here's
no joke. That's no joke.
And I love that. But here's the thing. Okay. Today you've got the opposition now in those very offices.
I wouldn't call them if I was on fire.
Exactly.
I wouldn't. I kid you not. I told you things changed so bad. One of the reasons I got out of the game was when I had to question myself that if I saw a death threat online about Barack Hussein Obama, would I pick up the phone and call anybody?
Uh-huh.
That's when I knew I can't do this anymore. I'm screwed up now because of I couldn't tell the good guys from the bad guys. And it scared me. And it also made me question my judgment and what I have been doing for years for these people.
That, and you could not tell the good guys from the bad anymore.
No, I couldn't. You couldn't. They wanted to make me a bad guy. They were talking about arresting me.
Yeah. And by the way, here we are.
Yes. Yeah. Full circle. I'll say that's when I saw FBI and Department of Justice start that horrible change was specifically under Barack Hussein Obama.
And you had said something too. We don't have time for the video, but you had said something about the vote count and such. Look, I don't believe that we can make it to 2024, certainly not with the same equipment, same SOP that we had for 2020, 2022. And so on. And no one's making any changes for that. Folks, if you get a chance, watch a Maricopa County performing secret testing. I mean, watch that. You know what? Let's play a couple of minutes. We'll play a few minutes.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll talk over it.
But it speaks volumes.
But this is Maricopa County. And you can see people breaking the seals and removing memory cards from the tabulators. And here's the... Randy Taylor, this is videographic proof. Evidence.
And this is proof.
Proof.
Absolute proof. And this isn't the only instance. This is just a really good one.
And sad thing, sadly, is the judges, they're compromised. The officials, both Republican and Democrat, in Arizona are compromised. Well, you've got an illegitimate governor.
Our federal judges aren't worth a shit. Excuse me, they aren't worth a crap anymore.
No, they're not.
You can't get a fair trial in this country. Look at January 6th. Look at all those people. Nobody's helping them.
And no one is helping them.
I don't know. And that tears at me every night because I'm home with my family.
Yep.
You know, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't know what to do there. You know, folks, we gotta get together. We gotta put our heads together. We've gotta cut this off at the pass.
Look,
I know we don't. I know we don't all get along. There's people out there that can't stand me. That's fine. I'm on your side. Period. We're all in the same boat. We're all searching for answers. Do I have them? No. But we certainly bat around some pretty good ideas on this show.
I think so.
Good ideas. And we also put out the call asking, we're one of the few shows that ask for you to participate.
Please.
We ask you to. Please. If you're a member of a militia or something like that, and that's not against the law, contact me. RT@HagmanPI.com. I've got a few from last time I was on here. Folks, we're all in the same boat. I want to know who you are. You don't have to get really descriptive. Just get away that I can get a hold of you. Because there may come a day that I need to get a hold of you.
We have to learn to work together. And you know, even minor differences, put them aside. And folks,
get rid of them.
Exactly. Because we will not survive if we don't. I reserved a minute 20 at the end of the show to this is a feel-good video. You have to go to Brighteon or Rumble to watch this. But this shows teamwork. Randy Taylor, I thought of you when I watched this, okay? I thought about working together and the ability for you and I and others to work together.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I guess we can put that on now. That way we've got enough to make sure it runs through. Folks, watch this. This is set to the I can't remember the name of the song. My apologies. And then we'll have about 10 seconds at the end to 15 seconds at the end to wrap up. Go ahead and watch this.
I'm gonna be the man who goes along.
Teamwork.
If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm working. Yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
That's what teamwork looks like. Randy Taylor, what do you think of that, huh?
I absolutely. Listen, we all got to put our differences aside, right? This thing's just starting to get serious, really serious, all right? And listen, we're there for you. I might not like you, but I'll die for you. I want you to know that.
Amen.
And folks, please continue to support Hagman Report. It's imperative. We need your help now more than ever financially, please. And that guy right up there, that handsome guy, okay? Make sure, drop him a line every now and then. But listen, he's super busy and he gets buried with email. So please email me, RT at HagmanPI.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Would you have time to come back with me tomorrow, perhaps?
Absolutely, sir.
All right. With that, folks, God bless. Have a good day.